So you're surrounded by shape-shifting lizards, and they want to normalize their mockery and their insanity, and they want to pretend to be like you and pretend to be one of you. They'll even put preachers on their site and stuff like that. But you know what they are. They're shape-shifting lizards. And these shape-shifting lizards, they've been in your life. They're actually trying to destroy you, but they're pretending to be your friend, you know. And I couldn't figure out for the life of me why they wouldn't want to be your friend. And I put all the puzzle pieces together, listening to Zeff Daniel and thinking about it myself and a few other people. And just meditating on the whole system. The reason they want to be your friend is because they need you to survive. They hate you, but they need you because this whole thing's about Christ and his body. And those who are disconnected from the body have no life. So the witches and the warlocks and the fakers and the mockers and the lizards, they have no internal life. They have no living water. They have no internal living water. There's nothing in there. So they need you and your living waters and your life-giving energy to survive. Why do you think they all hang out? They hate each other. They hate each other, but they hang out with each other. Why? They feed off of each other. It's like vampires or something. They don't even like each other, and they hang out with each other. And they badmouth each other behind their back. For real. Make up lies. Think about the narcissists. I got neighbors across the street. They're always fighting each other, and they hate each other. But they always keep coming back. What's that about? Why would you want to be around people you don't like and people who are cutting you, stabbing you in the back and cutting your throat? You know, a lot of people say, well, why'd you leave these people on your channel for so long? Because I was studying. It's a fractal. I could actually study what was going on online and apply it to the real world. And also, I was learning about the names. And I realized the reason the lizards are named after lizards is because the lizards are shapeshifters and they play their role in the scroll, their role in the script. The script is the truth. And they're just playing out their role. And you're surrounded by them and they're attacking you, trying to make you think you're crazy and depress you and mess you up. But it's them. They're feeding off of your... They're like vampires. They're feeding off your misery that they created. They use their flying monkeys and make up lies about you to try to get people to attack you or whatever. They make up lies about you. Create all kinds of insanity, deep fakes, lies, everything they can in the sun to create some kind of illusion, delusion for people to believe. And then they attack you. And you're like, where'd that come from? Because the snake created it. The lizard shape-shifted and created it. They have to learn. If you've ever been married to one of them, you know what I'm talking about. They know the terminology. They hang out with the saints to learn their terminology, but it's not anything in them. There's no life. That's why they go to church to cause trouble. They're always causing drama. In the churches, at work, everything. They're shapeshifters. The lizards. Shapeshifting lizards. They're all around you. And I wish it was a joke, but it's not a joke. For real, people. It's not even a joke. It's sad.